Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Malachi, chapter 1, verses 14 to chapter 2. Verse 2, verses 8 to 10. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 131. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 7 to 9 and verse 13. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, live and practice what you preach. Leaders and bearers of the word must strive to be humble and faithful in the discharge of their duties so as not to lose sight of God's purposes for us. In today's first reading, the prophet Malachi was sent to guide and direct the people of God towards a life dedicated to the Lord. He warned the priests against selfishness and slothfulness. Thus, the priests were called to repentance and reminded to give glory to God, offer acceptable offerings to the Lord, serve the people with humility, dedicate their lives to the word, and live a life of integrity and holiness. In today's second reading, St. Paul showed that he lived a life of integrity whilst working in Thessalonica. He not only praised the Christian converts for accepting the good news, but also noted that the proclamation of the word was not for financial gain. In fact, in order to protect their reputation, he and his colleagues endured the pains of their mission and supported themselves financially whilst preaching, strengthening, and helping the people of God. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus noted that the Pharisees and scribes were not dedicated to the word and helping the people. Hence, he berates them for failing to practice the dictates of the law and for crushing the people with unbearable religious demands. Thus, my brother, my sister, because of the validity of the word, our Lord Jesus asked the people to listen to them, but he asked them not to follow their ways, not to follow the ways of the Pharisees and scribes, which were centered on self-glorification and self-enrichment. Unlike the Pharisees and scribes, our Lord Jesus proclaimed love, mercy, and justice for the people. He lived a life of humility, and he was focused on fulfilling the Father's will. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord wants us to acknowledge God's power and might today. Although some are recognized today by their roles as fathers and teachers of the gospel, we must not forget that the Lord and Father of all mankind is the one and only God, the Father of all. Secondly, we are called to practice what we preach, for it is an obligation attached to our calling and mandate. We must give authentic witness to the gospel by being merciful, kind, and gentle. Finally, the Lord reminds us today that we are servants of the gospel. Our focus must not be on money, status, and power. We must lead and serve God's people. In other words, the goal of a legit Christian leader is not to be rich and famous, but to offer his life as a sacrificial offering to the Lord and to serve God's people. The psalmist of today says, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor hurty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Thus, my brother, my sister, let us work for and with the Lord in humility and stay close to Him in silence and peace for the sake of God's people, for the good of God's people, for their well-being, for their happiness. May the Lord help us as we help God's people and as we follow God's way of doing things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.